This is Central Standard. I'm Matthew Law Middleton. While Kansas, Missouri, and other states dip, bend, and pirouette to woo Boeing, here in Kansas City, we turn our attention to how the dance professionals do it. Each year in December, like many other companies, the Kansas City Ballet puts on a production of The Nutcracker, which is running now through December 24th. But this year, the Kansas City Ballet has a new leader at the artistic helm. Joining us now is Devin Carney. He's the artistic director of the Kansas City Ballet. Good morning, Devin. Thank you for joining us.
It's nice to be here, Matthew. Thank you for having me.
And just to start off, this is perhaps one of the most well-known ballets today, but I read that it wasn't until like the 1960s that it really became popular and kind of just took over. And it kind of epitomizes this holiday season. Why do you think it's become so influential in a way that no other ballet really has?
Well, at least in this country, Nutcracker is sort of synonymous with the holidays since the 60s, as you said. San Francisco Ballet was the first one to do one almost 70 years ago or so. But it really caught on. And I will say that, you know, it's such a tradition of the holidays that how can you get away from it? And, you know, for dancers, it's a great time to really dance a lot because we do a lot of Nutcrackers. And it's a great opportunity for dancers to create a broader sense of their artistry. And it's, of course, a great ticket sales for all our ballet companies across the country. So a lot of what we do with Nutcracker does indeed help what we do for the rest of the season in terms of covering our costs, because Nutcracker is such a popular work as compared to a lot of other things.
And you were a solo principal dancer in Boston before you came here as
That's
the artistic director, and you've performed in the Nutcracker before, correct?
Yes. You know, honestly, I can't remember how many times I've been in Nutcracker, but I will say that since it's been at least 37 years that I've been involved in Nutcracker in some way or another, you know, 24 of them were as a dancer and the rest as ballet master or as a character artist. So I've definitely had my share of Nutcrackers.
And is it a really technically hard piece to perform, depending on the role?
Oh, yeah. The role you hit it right on the head there. It depends on the role. I mean, there are no small roles for an artist, honestly. The difficulty comes in, is it more of a performance-oriented type of piece where it's technical and you have to do the pyrotechnics that a male dancer or a female dancer needs to do in the leading roles, which is the Sugar Plum Fairy and her Cavalier in Act Two, and then you have the Snow King and Queen in Act One. Those are the most sort of like difficult roles for
technically
partnering.
Like it just it is physically hard to perform the choreography
Correct.
That you're told to perform.
Right. And then there are a lot of other roles, soloist type roles, that are difficult, but they're shorter in terms of their length. So it's kind of more like a sprint as compared to a marathon. So you sprint through a 1.5 minute piece. Chinese, for instance, Act Two, it's not even a minute. It just comes and goes, and you go off stage, and you finally get to breathe. You know, it's that fast. But all the roles are difficult. It's just a matter of, is it more on the technical side, or is it more on the acting side?
And the Kansas City Ballet's version of the Nutcracker features choreography by Todd Bolander. What exactly does that mean when you introduce a ballet and say, choreography by this person? Did he just totally rewrite the choreography to the whole performance?
Well, the only thing that stays consistent with Nutcracker is Tchaikovsky's music. Okay, choreography is a whole different realm. You have each individual artist, choreographer, has their own interpretation of what he might be inspired or she might be inspired to create to that music. So there are countless numbers of different Nutcrackers out there. There's not like a single one that is the defining line for Nutcracker. So Todd Bolander was a dancer with New York City Ballet for many, many years, one of their wonderful artists who came to Kansas City and created his idea of Nutcracker. There was already a Nutcracker here before Todd got here, and he rewrote it, if you want to call it, or re-choreographed it to suit his personal artistic vision. So, you know, Boston Ballet has their version where I came from. New York City Ballet has theirs. San Francisco Ballet has theirs. There's so many different versions. But, you know, honestly, the most important thing for me is that the music is it's gorgeous music.
Yeah, and I think like a common, you know, perception about it or story is that Tchaikovsky hated it, right? Like, yeah. Like he was like, oh, my worst work. Just wanted it to go away. But it's, you know, it's some of the most endearing. So it's probably why it's so popular, because it's so adaptable to also commercials, mm-hmm. and it invokes so much feeling and mysticism.
Absolutely.
And so can you help me understand the role between artistic director and who's done the choreography? How much... you know, say or pull or give do you have when you're composing your version mm-hmm. of the Nutcracker? What are you looking at in terms of the choreography, and how are you changing things and why?
Well, when you inherit a Nutcracker, or you, in, let's put it this way, first of all, you step into a new company, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of things that are done differently than perhaps you're used to that may have a different sort of artistic bent to it. This Nutcracker is charming and wonderful and has a lovely sort of take on the story. The story still remains there about Clara and the Nutcracker doll, and he turns into a prince and fights the evil Mouse King, and they're taken off. He vanquishes the Mouse King. They're taken off to the land of the snow, and then from there off to the land of the sweets. So that's all, you know, still the same. What am I doing differently? Not much right now. Right now, I'm just simply helping the dancers do the best they can do with the production that they have. I'm, of course, you can have the opportunity within there to adjust, you know, the timing of something or the way they're looking at something. They may look to the right. Well, perhaps I see that the storyline holds better if their focus goes to the left. I'm making a very simple example, yeah. But those are the kind of adjustments that I'm in the process of making.
And adjustments. And so how do you, when do you start preparing for the Nutcracker? It seems like in a massive production, just the costumes alone even.
Yes. Well, we start with children being auditioned back in August, late August. We auditioned our children from our school who would be performing in the Nutcracker. And they started rehearsals pretty much in September. And they've been going strong ever since, rehearsing. Of course, you know, you're dealing with kids who are in school, so you have to kind of spread that rehearsal process out a little bit, or you're not going to get it done. The company, on the other hand, first and foremost, had another production they were working on that we finished in late October. So we started as a company, the professional ranks of the company, we started in basically early November. Now, the nice thing is right now, because it's a production that's been going strong since 1981, mm-hmm. clearly these dancers, those who've been here for more than a year, they kind of know it.
It's just like the moves are burned into their memory, just like a pianist or you mm-hmm. know, any other kind of performer.
Right, it's muscle memory. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be doing different roles each year, some different roles each year. So there is some learning that has to happen, but it's clearly not on the extent of learning a brand new production. Now, if we go to a new production of Nutcracker, it's going to take a lot longer than 4 weeks.
And when you say new production, you mean like, for example, like if you were to rewrite mm-hmm. all the choreography.
Right. That would take more than 4 weeks. A lot more than four weeks.
When you're watching the Nutcracker, what are some of the moments that, you know, that perhaps you wouldn't necessarily know to look for as a layperson? It's like, that is incredibly difficult. That is incredible. Because just with any kind of professional, they make it look easy.
Yeah, I think it'd be hard to say from a from a layperson's point of view what would be difficult. I think the when you're looking at the dancers, the most important thing is that they don't make it look difficult. Mm-hmm. That's part of our job as performing artists. We make it look effortless. Now, the male dancers, for instance, that's where you're going to see the large jumps. And you can see a little bit more effort must go into that to get that far up in the air. Mm-hmm. The partnering, you know, if you want to watch for things that are difficult when you get a guy lifting a girl over his head and then sustaining it there for 20 seconds or so while they walk around the stage.
And making them look light as a feather.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Absolutely, Matthew. Yeah. That goes without saying, absolutely. Yeah. That's what's difficult. It's those big lifts. It's the large jumps. It's women on point. Oh, my goodness. I'm so grateful I never had to dance on point. What those women do, it's miraculous what females do on point.
And so sorry that we're out of time, but, you know, that's all we have for today. But Devin Carney is the artistic director of the Kansas City Ballet. Their production of The Nutcracker runs until Tuesday, December 24th.
Correct.
Right. Mr. Carney, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure.
You can subscribe to our podcast, hear this conversation again, or access any of our previous shows from the Central Standard page of KCUR.org. Tune in tomorrow as we explore the centennial plans for the World War I Museum and how Kansas City achieves one of its big five objectives. Our show is produced by myself with Sydney Lou Ellen and Ross Steinmetz. Up to Date is next with a new interview with President Kennedy's Secret Service agent Clint Hill, also singer and songwriter Kelly Hunt. I'm Matthew Law Middleton. This is KCUR.